It's good to be with you today, guys. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. Got a great show for you today. I've been right about a lot of stuff, but I'm not a predictor of everything. I haven't gotten everything completely right. Initially, when I kind of did this assessment about what is happening, I really thought that the time frame was going to happen in a much sooner possibility, I should say. But unfortunately, it's kind of dragged itself out. And like I've told you guys for the past probably 3 or 4 years, is I understand now why things have taken so long to come out. The reason why things are taking so long is because the general population needs to be re-educated. That's correct. If you go to Yuri Bezmenov on YouTube and you listen to that whole interview that's about an hour long, he said specifically the only way to undo this Marxist foothold on America and the Western world is a 16-year gradual awakening where people are taken from being completely left to waking up and turning right wing over a period of slow time where it doesn't kind of scare anybody. People don't even know what's happening to them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what is happening right now. Now, so many things have happened in the past couple of weeks in regards to information, things that are going on. And yes, I've been correct. And the general public is going to learn a lot more. So Austria has kind of a secret police investigative kind of center, and they've done research on Iran and their nuclear program. And they have said that Iran actually has a far more advanced nuclear program than what the Western world is telling its population. This includes obviously ballistic missile technology, but I'm going to go even farther, that it's even way more advanced than what they're telling you. There's also an International Atomic Agency, and this agency now has come out and said, well, you know what? Iran was doing covert nuclear testing as early as 2003. Now, think about something for a second. If I was given the materials, or a scientist was given the materials to create a nuclear bomb from scratch, number one, you'd have to learn how to do it, and then you'd have to put some attempts together, and then before you do testing, this would take probably to covertly enrich uranium or to get your hands on uranium to do such a thing and have centrifuges and all this technology would take you probably about a decade, which takes you once again back to what I've told you, is that Iran has had a covert nuclear program since the Soviet Union collapsed and gifted them when Kazakhstan, a Soviet state, obviously turned against the Soviet Union and broke away and gave Iran two nuclear warheads. This was reported by the LA Times in 1992. So ladies and gentlemen, let me recirculate back there. Iran has a nuclear program that is very, very advanced. They have actually miniaturized nuclear weapons in very, very small form, and these have the ability to be launched into outer space on satellites. Now, if you go to North Korea has the same kind of nuclear program, very similar, obviously a small difference design, but Iran and North Korea share all this intel, and this all goes back to a covert plan, number one, to arm Iran and North Korea, these rogue regimes, against the Western world, and to obviously break the Outer Space Treaty, which is putting nuclear weapons in space. This will go all the way back to what I originally told you years and years ago, that during nuclear testing by the Soviets and the United States of America, they came to a conclusion that the most decimating nuclear weapons were actually nothing that is on an Ohio-class submarine or a Minuteman site or an ICBM or anything like that. It's actually a nuclear weapon in outer space or a satellite, which blows up and destroys the electrical grid. They both shook hands and said, listen, we're going to promise each other that we're never going to do this to each other. And we'll just abide by these rules and we'll sign this outer space treaty. Now, let's think about something for a second. So I don't know if you watch hockey, okay? So I'll summarize what happened between the Leafs and the Panthers. The Panthers beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. But if you look at the games that were played, the Panthers realized after game one that they were going to get their asses kicked. They couldn't keep up with the Leafs. And this is just my synopsis, okay? So they played dirty, which means there was some stuff behind the whistle the refs didn't see, some elbows to the head. And when you're facing a kind of a match that is so intense, sometimes sides break the rules. And breaking the rules, well, we can talk about it. Did the Americans really land on the moon? Or was it done to demoralize the Soviets? Now, if you think that America faked the moon landing, what makes you think that the Soviets did not fake their collapse? It's the same thing. And this kind of podcast and the awakener.ca, what I've detailed to you is actually the Soviet Union has faked its collapse, and they've covertly armed Iran and North Korea with a miniaturized nuclear space program and nuclear weapons testing and nuclear sites to basically do a power structure changing war when America and the Western world We're ready to take the big fat L. And honestly, as you know, it's not just America, it's Canada, it's Europe. Proxy war, proxy war, and proxy war. What three proxy wars are happening right now? We got Europe, we got Israel, and we got the Pacific, Taiwan. And this is really on the cusp of history. Look at around you. When you go for dinner right now, you go to movies, people are living their lives completely oblivious to what is happening right in front of them. And if you go on Facebook, if you go on social media and you look at what's happening in people's posts, people really have no clue and are so demoralized. Why is this? Because they can't tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the only one that can. Go to theawakener.ca. That's all for now.